All right, let's dive into Denver's Cherry Creek neighborhood today.
Sounds good.
We're going to try to figure out what really makes it special, beyond just the surface.
Right.
So we've got all sorts of stuff to look at it:
Yeah.
a neighborhood association website, some real estate articles, even restaurant reviews and YouTube videos.
Wow.
We're going deep.
That's a lot to cover.
Yeah, it should be a good time though.
Yeah, it should be.
A real insider's perspective, I think, for anyone who wants to live in Cherry Creek or just visit.
Yeah, or even just like is curious about it. You know, it's interesting how often Cherry Creek is described as this place that just has it all.
Oh, yeah.
Vibrant atmosphere for visitors, a thriving business district, and then also a strong sense of community.
For the people who actually live there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we could maybe start with this video from Visit Denver's YouTube channel called Denver Neighborhoods, Cherry Creek.
Oh, cool. So I checked that video out. And it really captures the energy of the place.
Right.
It's like you're, virtually walking down those tree-lined streets.
Ah, you see those glimpses of.
Live music, art galleries, and all those unique businesses.
Yeah.
They kept saying there's over 200 of them.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a place where you could easily spend an afternoon just wandering around from shop to shop, grabbing a coffee, having some lunch,
Oh, yeah.
maybe even catch some live music later in the day. They
Yeah.
emphasize that walkability a lot.
Yeah, that stood out to me too. And it seems like that walkability extends to just a fantastic selection of restaurants too.
Oh, for sure.
We have sources like Cherry Creek North Restaurants and restaurants near me, Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
But I was really intrigued by this YouTube video from a channel called OCN Eats.
Oh,
Have you
okay.
seen that one?
I haven't, no.
It's really cool. He takes you on a personal tour of some of the iconic Cherry Creek eateries.
Okay.
Like, it's not just him like reviewing the food or anything. It's like,
It's more personal.
yeah, he's talking about his connection to the places.
Right.
Like
Yeah.
the Cherry Cricket, he's been going there for over 25 years.
Wow.
His passion for the local culinary scene just comes through.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's so enthusiastic.
That's great.
You can't help but get excited about it too.
Totally.
He raves about everything.
Yeah.
The mussels at Le Bill Bouquet, the bison strip loin at Toro,
Nice.
and the dirty gin martini at Cherry Creek Grill.
Sounds
I
amazing.
was making a list as he's talking.
I
I'm
bet.
like, I'm gonna have to try all this stuff.
Absolutely.
It seems like Cherry Creek really lives up to its reputation as like a foodie paradise.
Yeah, and it's not just the upscale dining either.
Oh, that's a good
You've
point.
got places like those European-inspired cafes like Olive and Finch, local coffee roasters like Aviano Coffee,
Oh, yeah.
and then even a classic burger joint, going back to the Cherry Cricket. So
Yeah.
it's like a real diversity in the culinary landscape.
That's cool.
Yeah, like they cater to all tastes and budgets.
It's that mix of options, that makes a neighborhood feel livable.
For sure.
You've got your everyday spots and then those special occasion places. And speaking of living in Cherry Creek,
Right.
let's talk about the real estate scene.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeff Bernard and Kathy Stehano from Cherry Creek. Life. They paint a really interesting picture of the market.
They do, yeah.
Like, they describe it as a haven for sophisticated living, highlighting that a lot of residents are drawn to the walkable lifestyle,
Yeah.
the proximity to amenities, and then that strong sense of community.
Yeah.
But I think what really jumps out is their analysis of the housing market.
For sure.
It seems incredibly strong right now,
Yeah, they're using terms like seller's paradise and hot market.
which definitely got my attention.
Yeah.
So what factors are actually driving this trend?
So according to their data, homes in Cherry Creek are selling super
Oh,
fast.
wow.
Like the median time on market is only 35 days, which is way lower than the average for the city as a whole.
Because you got to be ready to act quick if you want to buy in Cherry Creek.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a competitive market for sure.
Wow.
High demand. And that's reflected in the prices, too.
Oh, I bet.
The median sold price is over $1 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, people are willing to pay a premium to live in Cherry Creek.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear why. It's such a desirable place to live. All these factors, the walkability, the businesses, the restaurants,
Yeah.
and now this crazy hot real estate market, it's all interconnected.
Yeah, it creates this sort of self-reinforcing cycle.
I see.
Like more people are drawn to the area for all the amenities and the lifestyle, and then that increases demand for housing,
Right.
which in turn drives up those property
Yeah, it's
values.
going to keep going up.
and attracts even more investment.
Yeah, it's a fascinating dynamic for sure.
It is.
But let's not forget that Cherry Creek's more than just expensive houses and trendy shops.
For sure, yeah.
There's a real sense of community.
Definitely.
And it seems like a big part of that is the Cherry Creek North Neighborhood Association.
Yeah.
The CCNNA.
Yes.
So their website really emphasizes their role in, you know, promoting, protecting, preserving, and enhancing the character of Cherry Creek North.
Use a lot of P words.
They do, yeah.
That's great.
They're really invested in maintaining, like, the unique qualities of the neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure.
They seem to have a really comprehensive approach, too.
Oh, yeah.
They tackle everything from zoning and development issues to organizing events and community service projects.
Wow.
They even have a whole section of their website dedicated to, like, exploring Denver.
Oh, cool.
So they want people to connect with the broader city.
That's cool.
It seems like they want to create a really holistic living experience.
Yeah.
It's not just about what's within Cherry Creek North itself.
Right.
It's about fostering that sense of connection and belonging that extends to the whole Denver community.
I like that.
Yeah, it's striking that balance.
Yeah.
Like being a distinct and desirable neighborhood, but still within the larger city.
Exactly. Yeah, cultivating that sense of place.
That's unique and interconnected.
That's cool.
They seem to be succeeding.
Yeah, they do.
This is painting a really appealing picture of Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
Walkability, a thriving business district, a diverse culinary scene, a crazy real estate market, and that strong sense of community.
You can't ask for much more.
It's a pretty compelling combination.
It is, yeah. But we've only scratched the surface.
That's true.
So let's see what else we can find out.
Okay, I'm ready. What should we look at next?
Well, how about we look at the shopping scene?
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
I'm kind of curious about those exclusive boutiques that they mentioned in that Visit Denver video.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. We got to see what retail therapy has to offer in Cherry Creek.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So shopping in Cherry Creek, we keep hearing about that mix of national brands and local boutiques.
Yeah.
Let's see what's so special about it. We found another YouTube video. This one's from Discover Denver with Amber Wilkerson.
Okay.
It focuses specifically on the Cherry Creek Shopping Center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that shopping center seems like a main attraction for a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I saw in that video she mentions over 40 exclusive stores.
Really?
Yeah, ones you can't find anywhere else in Denver.
Wow.
I'm already planning my day of retail therapy.
Yeah. I mean, she highlights some really cool places.
Yeah.
Like Jo Malone London, MAC, Fabletics. But then she also, like, emphasizes the whole experience.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's not just the brands, but the whole ambiance, the architecture, the way the center fits into the neighborhood.
Yeah, they've really made it a destination.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's a buck scale, but still approachable.
Totally.
Before we get too carried away with designer handbags, though.
Yeah, okay.
I want to go back to those restaurant reviews.
Okay, sure.
We talked about the OCN Eats video, but we also have some insights from the absolute best restaurants in Cherry Creek, Denver, updated 2024.
Okay.
It's from Denver Insider.
Gotcha.
What I thought was really cool about that article is the author grew up in Cherry Creek.
Oh, wow.
So his recommendations are coming from a place of real familiarity with the area.
Yeah, like he really knows the neighborhood.
Yeah, and he's not just talking about the trendy new places, yeah, but also those that have stood the test of time.
So he's highlighting those hidden gems.
Exactly. And he's got strong opinions.
Oh, yeah.
He called the cheesecake at Barolo Grill the best ever.
Wow.
And he was raving about the wine pairings, said they were mind-blowing.
That's a pretty strong endorsement.
It is, yeah. And it's not just him. We've seen Barolo Grill mentioned in a few of these sources.
Yeah, and the Open Table reviews mention the risotto as like a trending dish.
Oh, cool.
So it seems like they're consistently good.
Barolo Grill is going at the top of my list.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
But I'm also interested in some of these other restaurants he mentions. Like Local Jones.
Okay.
He had this unforgettable Christmas dinner there, apparently.
Right.
And True Food Kitchen.
Yeah.
He describes it as a culinary haven.
Mm.
They focus on healthy and seasonal ingredients.
It sounds really good.
And then, of course, we have to mention the Cherry Cricket again.
Of course.
Both the OCN Eats guy and the Denver Insider writer love that place.
Yeah, it seems like a real institution.
It's those places with the long history and the loyal customers that really add to the character.
Right. They become community hubs and everyone has memories there.
Yeah, exactly. What about new places, though? Any standouts from the Denver Insider list?
Yeah. He highlighted North Italia, their lavender pasta, and pro bartenders. Sounded interesting.
Oh, wow.
And narrative, too.
Okay.
He liked their cocktails, the sides, and the gluten-free option.
They're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, offering something different.
It's great to see that mix of the established favorites and the newcomers.
Yeah, it keeps things exciting.
But with all those dining options, is there any sense of competition?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, it could happen, but a lot of the sources actually highlight the collaboration between Cherry Creek restaurants.
Really?
They seem to get that a rising tide lifts all boats. Hmm. So they work together on events, promotions, stuff like that.
So it's more about supporting the whole dining scene, not just individual restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it seems like that spirit goes beyond just the restaurants.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The Cherry Creek North Neighborhood Association, they're focused on community building and responsible development.
Yeah.
They're crucial in shaping the whole feel of the neighborhood.
They seem to be striking that balance.
Yeah, between preserving what makes it unique while also embracing change and growth. Huh. And they're good at engaging the residents, getting them involved in shaping the future.
That's so important.
Yeah, that sense of ownership makes a huge difference. But Cherry Creek's got challenges too, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Especially when it comes to development and growth.
Right. Like we mentioned, the Waldorf Astoria project.
Right.
It's a good example of how luxury brands are drawn to Cherry Creek. Mm. But there was also some pushback.
Yeah, the community really cares about preserving what makes it special.
It's that tension between progress and preservation.
You want the investment, but you don't want to lose what makes the place unique.
It seems like they're navigating that pretty well.
Yeah, they're being really strategic about what types of development they allow.
So it's not just saying yes or no to everything.
No, it's about having a long-term vision for the community.
That's cool. It sounds like they're doing a good job of growing and evolving while still keeping what makes Cherry Creek so desirable.
Yeah, a lot of neighborhoods could learn from that.
For sure. So we've talked about all this stuff, the amenities, the real estate, the food.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the people who actually live there?
Right. What about the residents themselves?
What are their lifestyles like? What are they looking for in a neighborhood?
That's where it gets a little trickier.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a ton of details about the residents specifically.
Right.
But we can make some guesses based on what we know.
All right. Let's play detective. What clues do we have?
Well, we know Cherry Creek's popular with both residents and visitors.
Yeah.
Seems like it draws a pretty diverse crowd. Mm. But yeah, those people who decide to actually live there, what about them?
Yeah, what are their lifestyles like? What's important to them?
Well, from the real estate stuff we looked at, it's pretty clear that a lot of them are doing well financially.
Yeah, Jeff Bernard and Kathy Stanton were talking about those high property values and how competitive the market is.
Exactly.
And those luxury developments like the Waldorf Astoria.
Right, yeah.
Definitely points to an affluent crowd.
But I'm thinking beyond just the money, what else draws people to Cherry Creek?
Yeah, what kind of lifestyle does it offer?
Well, think about everything we've talked about.
Okay.
The walkability, all those high-end shops and restaurants.
Right.
The community events and activities.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they value convenience, maybe a bit of sophistication.
Okay.
An active social life.
So people who enjoy the good life, but also appreciate that strong sense of community.
Exactly.
Like they want the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
City excitement and neighborhood charm.
Totally.
It's not just about having a fancy house.
Right.
It's about being part of something.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes Cherry Creek different.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just an enclave of wealth.
Okay.
It's a place where people are really involved.
They're shaping the community.
Yeah.
Creating experiences. Mm. That sense of community really comes through.
It does. Yeah.
Whether it's the neighborhood association, the businesses, there's a real shared commitment to making Cherry Creek special.
Absolutely.
And that reminds me, you know, a neighborhood isn't just buildings.
Right.
It's about the people, the connections they make, their experiences.
Yeah.
That's what makes a place feel like home.
For sure.
Thinking back on everything we've learned about Cherry Creek, the atmosphere, the food, the shopping, that community vibe.
It's pretty impressive.
It is. Something for everyone.
Yeah, from art lovers to foodies to shoppers to families.
Mm-hmm.
What's cool is how balanced it all is.
Yeah, I agree. It's upscale but not snobby.
Right, exactly.
Lively but not overwhelming.
Totally.
Modern but still with that nod to its history.
It's that balance that makes it so appealing.
You can enjoy the finer things in life but still feel that sense of community.
Mm.
Everything you need is within walking distance.
Yeah.
But you've still got easy access to the rest of the city.
It's really a testament to good planning and community involvement.
Creating a place that's both livable and exciting.
Totally.
So as we wrap this up, I'm really impressed by what they've done in Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
It's a great example of how to create a neighborhood where people can truly thrive.
It all comes back to the people and the spirit they create.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So to all our listeners out there, what parts of Cherry Creek appeal to you?
What resonates with you? Is it the walkability, the community, the businesses, the food?
What would make you want to learn more or even visit?
Take what you've learned from our deep dive here and apply it to your own search for the perfect neighborhood or community.
Whether you're house hunting, planning a trip, or just looking for inspiration.
Let this exploration of Cherry Creek spark your curiosity.
And help you find those places that truly enrich your life.
Exactly.
Until next time, happy deep diving.